This just in, some breaking news we have live on site. We're going to Al Cole. Al, what do you have for us today?
Well, it is 5 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's going the same freaking way.
I'm looking out the windows of my thing, and it's pretty hot out. It's gonna be a hot day, guys.
That seems absolutely terrible, Al. Do you have any more for us?
Yeah, it's dark out.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's dark out.
I see. That's very informative. Do you see any solution to this problem anytime soon?
Yeah. God, turn the damn lights on.
Dude, you got all technoed there.
Yeah, you did. It's like he was auto-tuned.
You guys in the studio.
Thanks, dude, Albert.
Dude, you sound like you got auto-tuned there. That was great.
Auto-tuned?
A little bit.
What's auto-tuned?
Don't worry
like
about
this?
It.
It sounds really good.
No.
Like that?
Nope. Just don't worry about it.
All right. I guess I'm only gonna do things right once, so.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's how things go right, is by doing them once, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, welcome to a Three Broke Gamers podcast. We have Jesse with us.
Hello.
I'm Cody, and we have Al joining us on Skype because he's working.
I'm working, everybody. I am hauling your goods.
Goods and or services, depending on how much you pay.
I hope everybody likes pork.
Everybody, who doesn't like pork besides...
Bacon!
I'm not even going to say it.
Bacon!
I've been craving bacon like no other.
You got bacon soda out there, don't you?
I'm hauling your bacon and ham.
Not that bacon. That was
180, let's see, how should I put it? 44,000 pounds at a time.
What are you talking about?
44,000 pounds at a time. That's great.
Of bacon at a time?
That sounds like a lot, but I know it's not that much. Because I have experience.
Yeah. All right. Well, today we got a few things to talk about today.
It is the what of the where?
The what of the where?
It is the 3rd of December
as we're recording it.
But it will come out as the 5th of December.
Which is after the 4th.
Yeah.
But anyways, today we got a few things to talk about.
Before the 6th.
Which is National Remember Pearl Harbor Day.
Is it really?
Well, didn't Pearl Harbor happen on the 6th? Or was it the 7th?
I think it was the 7th. Maybe it was the 6th. I don't know. Now all the World War II vets that listen to this are going to hate us.
The night of the 6th.
On the night of the
6th? And ended the day of the 7th?
It was the morning. It was the morning hours.
I vaguely remember some ship getting hit by a bomb. The very first ship to get hit by a bomb. And the clock stopped at, I don't know, 10 o'clock.
But maybe they left like their carriers.
Yeah, they left at night. I know
10
that.
10 hours. I don't know. Anyways, in our podcast this week or in this today, I don't know how you want to talk about it. This week's podcast.
When you're hearing it, morning, afternoon, and night.
We're gonna talk about the Xbox 360 720 rumors. The next generation.
So you're not seeing it, but almost everything he's saying right now is in air quotes.
Yes, air quotes.
720, because that's a horrible name, but it probably will stick.
Do you think that's what they'll actually name it?
I have no idea. I'm hoping not.
I think it should be the Xbox 360 squared.
360 squared? That'd be like releasing a console called the Wii U. That's just ridiculous.
Dude, let's go play some 360 square. Duh.
Hey, you got a square box?
Dude, that's what they should call it, the X square box.
Yeah, but the next Xbox exponentially better than the previous.
Oh!
I'm copywriting that. Microsoft, you can't use that.
That's puntastic.
It's exponentially better than the last. Anyways, so, well, let's just jump to that. I'm not even going to go down the list. Let's just jump to what they've been talking about in the
console race. Xbox side. Because there are crazy rumors about the Xbox. Because they have to compete with whatever the heck they're going to call the next Sony monstrosity. And I say monstrosity just because it'll be a juggernaut. Because just like the PS3, it was. But it was almost too much stuff. in my opinion. It was a little too complicated. The Xbox was simpler, and then they complicated it as we grew into it.
By,
I don't think the Xbox by updates. Was complicated. It's pretty user-friendly.
Because they had... Because it was simple. They've gone through four or five now software reiterations.
Well, yeah, you got to keep up with the times.
But, I mean, did the PS3 do that? Did they have...
Yeah, they have firmware updates, just like we do.
But do they revamp everything?
But they suck.
Because that's what the Xbox has done at least three times now.
Yeah, but that's in, like, 7 years.
That's what I'm saying. Because the Xbox came out.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
They revamped everything. Because it used to be just games. Games and DVDs and CDs. That's it.
But now there's the whole vast...
Now it's everything. It's even got an Internet Explorer.
Yeah. Internet Explorer.
So now the Xbox 720 specs.
Yeah, so some of the things that people have been talking about is what's going to be in the next Xbox or what has been rumored. According to a lot of rumors...
A credit card slot.
According to some rumors, it's going to basically be on par with what Sony has been rumored to be having in their next console.
Which is what we expect.
At least. Microsoft's going to go with an AMD processor.
Which means what?
A what?
Which means what? Yes. AMD?
What does it mean?
It just means that they're sticking with the same company that put the chip in the current Xbox.
Okay.
They're also sticking with... It'll probably have a 7000 AMD series GPU graphics card in it.
Ooh.
The way people have been talking about...
Shitty.
You don't even know what you're hearing, Albert. But
I can hear it. It's in my ear.
what people have basically been saying is the next Xbox is going to be like two computers taped together.
Dude.
Oh my God, dude. I can make that and make millions.
I can make that.
No, you can't.
I can take two computers. Yeah, I'll just take two laptops, tape them together, and be like, here's your Xbox.
Sure, Albert.
Buy a fucking controller.
It's also going to be 3D capable.
Which is, well, isn't the current one 3D capable with certain games?
I don't think so. Sony.
Yeah, no. Is there? The 360, because I have Arkham Asylum. I know that's 3D capable. As long as I have a 3D TV, I can play 3D.
Really?
Yeah, you can play Arkham Asylum. It's got a 3D. Oh. Same with Black Ops.
Well... It's going to be...
No way.
It's
going
to have dual graphics cards to be able to have...
Oh, my God, dude. Cody, be quiet. We need to talk about this 3D bullshit.
You don't have a 3D television, so it doesn't matter.
And 3D sucks anyways.
I'm going to get one. Hey, I'm going to get one for my truck because I think I'm going to bring my Xbox in here.
You're going
to get a better TV for your truck.
A 20-inch 3D screen.
Good luck.
Yeah, my boss is buying me an antenna.
Anyway,
one of
the rumors that I've heard, and I don't know if what you've read has suggested this or not, but the next Xbox is supposed to have Blu-ray capabilities.
Yep, Blu-ray, and it'll also feature a kind of DVR feature.
A DVD writing thing.
Yeah, where you'll be able to write to the hard drive.
Or from the hard drive onto a disc.
Yeah.
So what will that mean for machinimators?
Anything.
Will that mean that I can now... Because
it'll have digital video recording capabilities.
Ooh, that's interesting.
So we might as well not even buy all this equipment. We might as well wait for the next Xbox.
Yeah, which is rumored to release alongside the next PlayStation.
So once PlayStation releases their next console...
Christmas 2013 is the rumors.
Xbox will be either shortly behind or... Right at the same time.
But see, last time, Xbox released a whole year ahead of Sony.
Yep, but I don't think it'll matter, to be honest. I think they could release a whole year after, and I think people would still stick with the Xbox, simply because of the following that they have.
The Xbox CPU will also is rumored to pack 16 cores.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, to Jesse and I, who understand that. Holy shit.
So Al, you remember a little while ago they kept talking about how computers had duo-core processors, right?
The Xbox has three cores. It's a tri-core system.
So this is better than my current CPU.
Well,
so that means
you should you should get on Newegg and buy some good shit. Then.
Oh, which reminds me, I actually have an old tower that we might need to junk or salvage stuff off of. So anyway, so I'm super excited for next Christmas. I'm gonna have to make sure that I save up some money, I guess.
Yeah, because the a leaked document had mentioned earlier that the price would be set at $299, which
is only $100 more than the arcade version.
Yeah,
the arcade version when it released, the 4 gigabyte when it released.
And that's the other thing that hasn't been rumored yet is to how much memory will be in the next. Next 360
But does that matter? Because it's
going to
have cloud storage.
I think it has a minimum of 60.
You think it'll all be cloud storage?
Minimum.
I don't think it'll all be cloud storage, but it'll be cloud storage from the go. I don't think that Microsoft would let it not be, because they've been pushing for cloud storage everywhere.
But of course they're going to have their little prices where, you know, for this much a month, this much a month.
Yeah, but I mean, just like the Xbox 360 now has the cloud for free, but you can pay for more.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Can you?
I don't know, but I'm sure that that'll be coming.
Because I've always wanted to. I wondered that because they give everyone, like, what, 12 megabyte?
I don't know. I don't have a clue.
Half a gig of cloud storage, which is just enough to put your gamer tag on or profile. But yeah.
Anyway, so that's pretty exciting. So it is the holiday season here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So that means it's almost the end of the year.
I love the holidays.
Yes.
We know because of the cookies. Okay.
And I've created a top 10s list of Xbox 360 games for this year.
This is Cody's list.
This is my list.
This is Cody's list now.
That I came up with. These are games that most of them I've played. There's a few on here that I haven't exactly gone through and played, but they're honorable mentions, basically.
And so Al and I will each get our own list to make coming in the following weeks.
Yep.
And then
mine's only going to have three of them on there.
That's fine. But the the final week of this year, we will release the top 10 list.
Top 10 list of video games,
for
2012.
By us.
Yep,
by us. Gamers.
But so, here's my list. Starting at number 10, I have Forza Horizon. Number 9, Dishonored. Number 8, XCOM, Enemy Unknown.
Stop.
What?
No, I want to know about these games. I don't know what they are.
Okay, so Forza Horizon, that's the juggernaut racing game that is Microsoft exclusive.
Exactly.
It is a juggernaut because it is phenomenal. But
it's probably the best racing game.
It competes with Gran Turismo.
Yeah,
for the Sony.
Yep.
It's basically Gran Turismo for Xbox. Its graphics are crazy good.
Crazy.
The controls are ridiculously realistic, and physics, everything is phenomenal.
I have Forza 4.
Yeah, you've played Forza 4. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I own it.
So Forza Horizon is just the next one in that series.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
So Forza was kind of competing with the newest Need for Speed that just came out, Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Which is always a good game.
Which I haven't played yet, so
It
didn't really get into my list because of that.
Yeah.
But I would, if there was a number 11 spot, Need for Speed would be there. So then Dishonored. That game, Al, is like a...
It's almost like a...
It's a first-person stealth game. It's like Assassin's Creed meets Skyrim meets Halo.
Or would it be more Call of Duty-esque?
I think I could play that game.
I mean, yeah, maybe it's more Call of Duty. It's not really futuristic.
I think I could play that game. It sounds like my kind of game.
Yeah,
it does. It actually
it's
seems
a really
like it would
fun
be
game,
really
I,
good for you.
And I plan on getting it, so I'll let you play it.
What's your next one? XCOM, Enemy Unknown?
Number 8 was XCOM.
And that thing is crazy. It's a turn-based strategy game, but it also has a third-person shooter involved in it. So it's because you control this squad of guys, but you can zoom down to control one guy at a time also.
Yep.
So it's a really cool twist on a very classic style of game.
It's kind of like the game that you were talking about, how you wanted a little bit of everything, where you could control the main force, and then you could go down and control the one guy.
That's what this game is.
What this game is. But it's like, it's a futuristic kind of Halo-y feel to it.
No. When you said that, it had already come out.
Yeah.
It's just not the genre you wanted.
The next game on my list, coming in at number 7, a Kinect game, Dance Central 3. Dance Central's been doing a phenomenal job of creating a dance game. It really, really shows what the Kinect can do.
Yep.
And to me, it made the Kinect successful. And so Dance Central 3.
With my experience with Dance Central and the Kinect, I got friends who loved to play the dance games on the Wii. And they would play those games and then play the same game on the Kinect. Say, it's so much harder. It's so much harder. Well, it's because you can't cheat on the Kinect.
Exactly.
Whereas you can kind of cheat a little bit with the Wii because you just move the controller and have to match the hand motions. Whereas the Kinect, you have to match every part of your body. So it's a little bit more involved.
The heat signature.
Like a heat signature there, Albert.
Yes. But yeah, so.
It's pretty much what it is.
Yes. Infrared.
If you really think about it, it's infrared heat signature.
We're
avoiding science. Yeah. Avoid science
we're
at all costs.
We're avoiding science. Coming in at number 6.
This is not a science podcast, everybody.
My next two on my list are arcade games. Coming in at number 6 is Trials Evolution.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Trials stepped
that
up.
That is such a fun game.
With Trials Evolution.
I'm excited for the next one.
They brought.
Can you imagine if they doubled the amount of multiplayer?
Yeah, my favorite part. Eight?
Yeah, 8 people on one track.
How would you do that?
Same way they got 4 people. But true. Can you imagine that? That'd be crazy awesome. I mean, it's.
But probably my favorite thing with Trials Evolution was the ability for the community created maps.
Yeah, those maps are insane.
Tracks and stuff like that.
And a lot of them aren't even like tracks.
Exactly. They got Tetris now, and they got Pac-Man
Missile Defender.
Yeah, they were able to create different games just by using
the random tools.
Yeah. Which, you know, brought a whole new creativity level to Xbox Live.
So they made homages to older games in a new game.
Yep.
It's awesome. I love it.
Next, at number 5, The Walking Dead.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I have to finish it yet, so don't spoil it for me.
I just finished all 5 episodes.
Yeah.
And the way it ends. Ugh. Yeah, I want to say it, but I can't.
I know
you haven't gotten it yet.
Well, that's because of your choices, though.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. But
it all depends on the choices you make.
Exactly.
But from
the
what
way,
I've heard,
the way mine ends,
from what I've heard, it's a tearjerker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tearjerker.
It's very good.
No matter how you choose, it's a tearjerker.
If you haven't picked it up yet or gotten it, check it out.
And by pick it up, we mean download it.
Yeah,
because it's an arcade only.
No, hard copy release.
Yeah, that's right. Dude, they should make another bundle. Because remember they had an arcade bundle, the top 3 arcade games?
Yeah.
It was Explosion Man, Limbo, and Trials HD.
Limbo and Trials HD.
Those were the top 3 arcade games.
Trials is going to make the next one again. It'll be Trials.
Wouldn't it be sick if they had The Walking Dead Trials Evolution and
Mark of the Ninja.
Mark of the Ninja
gets an honorable mention on my list. I'm pretty sure it's probably going to make Jesse's list.
I forgot about that game. That game was... I haven't played it in so long because I beat everything. I beat everything on it, and it was just... Anyway.
My next one, number 4. Actually, my next 4.
The top four are hard choices.
Because
big AAAs this year.
They're all AAA titles. But coming in at number 4 was Assassin's Creed 3.
And now I really should why move it was, up to 3. Why is it 4 instead of 3?
Just because... I looked forward more to Borderlands 2 because Borderlands blew me away, which is my number 3.
Okay, so Borderlands 2 just squeezes by.
Just squeezes by at number 3 because I kind of had a real heart-to-heart with Borderlands 1, and so Borderlands 2 has been capturing...
I still love... Because
there was a longer gap between 1 and 2 versus the Assassin's Creed series.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It kind of had a more hype to it for me.
And I love the commercials. A bazillion just got more bazillionaire.
Yep. And but the same reason kind of goes for my number 1 and number 2.
Okay, so... And so these are the two.
As in,
this is the biggest controversy of the year. This is
the reason why my number one, which I'll tell you here in a second, made number one was because there was a larger gap between the previous version and the newest one. And so coming in at number two is Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Okay, now why did it not quite make it? Besides the whole gap, because you said that.
That's really
number one,
the only reason.
Okay.
Because
the franchise isn't as big as the number one.
Well, actually, I mean, Call of Duty actually outsold Halo 4 almost triple on day one sales.
So, but here's another thing. So, because I understand where you're going with that, because it is more popular, and I understand that. I mean, it should outsell because it's a cross-platform game.
Yep.
Because it doesn't just have the Xbox. Yeah, it has the Xbox, the PS3, and the Wii. Because people do play it on the Wii. I don't know how they do it, but they do.
Yeah, that's retarded. But then, of course, coming at number one, Halo 4.
Halo 4?
And...
I love this storyline, you know, because I completely thought that... up until the last episode of the Spartan Ops, I completely thought it was two separate storylines.
Yep.
But it's not. The Spartan Ops is a continuation of the storyline of Halo 4.
Exactly.
So now I am crazy excited because I was so sad and depressed. Like, how are they going to make a Halo 5 out of the ending of Halo 4? And now it's like, there's going to be something coming. There's something coming now.
Yep.
And so I can't wait for like January 15th because I'm hoping that will finally be the end of Spartan Ops. Not because it'll be over, but
because
I will finally
set
have that
set
up for where Halo
going.
5 is
going
to be. Because like Halo to Halo 2, you get this big cliffhanger. Bless you. Halo 2 to Halo 3, you get another big cliffhanger. So I want that
cliffhanger.
I want it so bad.
But yeah, so that's my top 10 list for 2012 for Xbox.
Speaking of Halo 4, has anybody completed Halo 4 on Legendary Solo yet?
I have not. I am like
four of them into it?
Four of them in. I'm like a third of the way in.
Four is actually halfway.
Is it four? Okay.
There's eight missions.
I'm almost halfway, so I'm more like three.
And I keep seeing challenges complete such and such on heroic or difficulty with a skull on. It's like, I want to do the challenge, but then I completely screw up my Legendary run.
Yep.
So I'm going to have to just sit down and just play Legendary and just eat through it because, Legendary is a bitch.
It is.
So this is how Legendary works, okay? For anyone listening in at home, Legendary, your health is based, your health is equal to a grunt. I'm serious. Your health is equal to a grunt. That's how it was rated in Halo 3. That's how it was in Halo 2. And that's how it was in Halo 1.
That's how they rated it for this?
Yep. The only difference is that one headshot from a carbine doesn't kill you, whereas it would a grunt. Because you have armor head.
Head and arm, yeah.
But, I mean, that's different.
So you get two shots instead.
Yes. But, so when you think of it like that, it's amazing that anyone can beat it on Legendary solo. But I wonder if they have the same scale, the difficulty scale, as they did in Halo Reach. Because in Halo Reach, if you complete it on Legendary solo, it's almost easier than on a team. Because Legendary on a team is even harder than Legendary solo. Because every elite is a general or ultra when you play.
I haven't played campaign yet with anyone yet.
So we might have to do that then.
We'll have to
try that. It's a bitch. Of course, you don't die and have to respawn at a checkpoint.
Yep.
You have to just seek cover. But that's for another day.
Yep.
I finally unlocked my first specialization. I'm super excited. Finally made it to level 50. Sorry, I just feel like I'm ranting now.
A little bit.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I enjoyed it.
What?
I said I enjoyed it.
I'm sure you did. I'm full of energy. It's high energy.
So,
that's okay, right?
Yes.
Guess what's coming out on the 10th?
Don't Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Has to do with what we were talking about.
I got
two. Nope. It's already out.
Sue's already out. Good try, but fail. Miserable.
It has to do with Halo 4. What would
all the new map packs?
Yep.
One of the new map
one
packs.
One of the new map packs.
Crimson.
It involves three maps.
Overkill.
A small, medium, and large. And they're called Wreckage, Harvest, and Shatter.
So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
Extermination.
I love my phone.
So look for
that's
those.
Really like cut out in that one.
Look for those on the 10th of this month.
Yeah. And if you were smart, you pre-ordered them.
Yep.
And
or you got the what is it?
I
the
did.
Season.
The season pass or something basically. Like that.
I don't know what they called it. Actually,
I'm not sure.
But if you got that, then you'll get them anyways. But if you haven't done that.
And if you did do that, make sure that you download them through Halo 4, not the Xbox. Not the Xbox Home.
Or else they'll charge you for that.
Because otherwise you'll be paying for it twice. That's the catch. So now that you know, don't be an idiot. Or we will come and slap you and go, why were you an idiot?
Al will come and bitch slap you right across the face and be like, you know what, motherfucker, you're dumb.
And there's the first fucker bomb.
Somebody had to do it.
I suppose. We were doing so well and being so clean.
Where's the fun in that?
I suppose.
I'm just pissed off because I ruined the whole beginning. I thought it sucked.
Yeah, that's your fault.
It happens.
We'll blame you.
Nothing's perfect.
Hey, Albert.
Hey, what?
There's a game that charges by the hour on Xbox.
What?
Yeah. It's your kind of game, though, too.
Yes, it is.
What game is that?
It's a karaoke game.
Wait a minute.
So you can sing.
Karaoke?
Yeah.
It charges you by the hour.
Yep. Yeah.
Why the fuck would I want to play it, then?
But I'm sure it charges you Microsoft points, not actual money. Because otherwise...
Well, it's still money.
But I mean... But if it charges you straight to your credit card account, that's a... I mean, you could... yeah.
No, I don't understand what you're trying to say there.
Oh, what I was trying to say was that you could go broke within, like, 12 hours.
Well, I don't
depends
know what
on
they
how
charge
much they
you, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
That's the
one
thing
they
charge you,
say.
Like, a penny an hour, I suppose it wouldn't really matter.
I'm sure it's probably, like, $2 an hour.
So, like, 10 Microsoft points an hour?
Probably. No,
that is not even worth it.
It's probably like 200 Microsoft points an hour.
I would have to get so drunk to do that.
Yep, you would.
But see, it allows access to their library of songs of 8,000 songs.
And it doesn't say that it's actually a game, it's an application.
Yeah, that's the other interesting thing. It doesn't I guess I should have said that.
Huh.
But according to their thing, fans will be able to sing along with the scrolling lyrics on screen.
Like a karaoke machine.
While their avatar performs the song on stage with a full complement of stage props, backup band, and adoring audience. The more songs are sung and poses struck, so I'm guessing it uses the Kinect, the more moolah, props, fans, and fun are earned as achievements are awarded.
Does that really say moolah?
Yeah, it says moolah.
Huh.
The more moolah.
That's like money.
In-game money that you can use to spend on props, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It'd be an interesting game for us to try.
I would be a millionaire. I'd be like...
Led Zeppelin? Michael Jackson?
I'd be like Justin.
Michael
Jackson.
He's
definitely
Michael. Molester. Yeah. Sorry. Had to go there.
Too soon.
Oh, poor Abe. Too soon. Yes, that is too soon.
But the
120 years is too
the
soon.
Karaoke application will be released in time for the holidays, according to the website.
Well, it better hurry up.
I hope nobody buys it, and then they go, "Oh, we're dumb."
It's not something you buy; it's something
it's an application.
You use.
Yeah, you install it and go, "Hey, that was cool."
It's definitely it's a party app.
Yeah, it's a party app.
You know what, Al? I'm going to try it out because I want to just try it out. Because
probably same here.
People will probably try it just because they want to be like, charged by the hour.
Huh, it must be great.
Yeah, let's try it.
I'm gonna get raped in the ass.
Just like when I see a pop machine with a credit card slot on it, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to buy a pop. I'm not even thirsty, but I want to charge a dollar to my account.
Yeah. Makes sense. Well,
that's exactly why I
makes
use it.
Makes sense, huh? Anybody else get it? Yeah, so...
I got it.
So that's the Xbox application karaoke.
So that about wraps up our podcast.
Pretty much. I mean,
pretty much.
We hit everything we wanted to.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to talk about some news about Bungie's new game, Destiny.
Which got leaked hardcore.
So,
I will have a list for you of my top 10 games of the year.
I'll have a list of you of my top three.
I'm actually going to probably have two different lists, a retail and arcade game, and I will combine them.
No.
Nope, you can only have one. Top 10 all time.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Otherwise,
no, because they're completely different.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Because Trials Evolution does compete with AAA titles.
So you're saying Trials Evolution is on par with Halo 4 and Black Ops 2?
Pretty much. If you think about the time that I've spent playing it.
But is it really about time?
Yes, it is to me.
It's not to me.
It's about time.
It's
how much
about
time
quality.
Can this game get me to play it? How much material is there? How much can it keep me coming back to play it? If it can't keep me interested in it...
Your argument is valid. Okay.
So, it is about quality.
I do see it.
But
there.
By quality, I mean quality of time.
Okay. Because I remember that we would trade back and forth on the leaderboards in Trials Evolution.
Exactly.
For, like,
that's why I would keep going back to it, because I'd be like,
I gotta beat him
now.
He beat me with 0.005 seconds. I gotta beat him.
And, you know, because there's user-created stuff on there, I'd go back and download new maps and just try them out.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good game to go to when you're bored and have nobody else to play Halo 4 with.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, because the reason that argument makes sense to me is because in Halo Reach, it took me 50 hours to complete the game on normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit long on normal, isn't it?
Well,
that's because I would stop and just look around. I was engulfed in that world. Reach was phenomenal. I mean, the planet that they made was just almost ridiculous. It was beautiful. Everything was... It's one of the most amazing things I've seen.
Awestruck.
I was awestruck, and it's like I hopped out of the Falcon, and I was just like,
I hopped out of the Puma, and
the very first mission, you jump out of the Falcon, and I looked up and in circles, and I didn't even know where I was supposed to go.
There were a few moments like that.
Like, so it was like, whoa!
In Halo 4, where they're like, look at our landscape.
Yeah, it's like,
and
holy
I love those
crap,
moments
guys.
When you're going through the tunnel, and then you come out, and you're like, holy
shit. You walk through a doorway and then everything is open in front of you and you're like, oh.
And then I sat there at that one spot on Halo 4. I was just looking around.
The spot, the Warthog.
Yep.
The Warthog. When you have the Warthog and it's, holy wow.
Yeah, exactly. But when back to what we were talking about,
but
like AAA titles and stuff.
Yeah,
But
it's,
to me...
It's so foreign for me. Sorry to cut you off again. It's so foreign for me to be Master Chief and be able to sprint.
It's
so weird to be able to sprint as Master Chief in Halo 4. I find myself never sprinting because it's like, that's right, I can sprint.
I think to me, the reason why it just felt natural to me is because I was playing Battlefield and Call of Duty games where sprint is basically the same button.
Yeah.
Just click and go.
And see,
and so it was
and see,
like,
I, and I love,
oh, there we go,
I,
sprint.
I love what Halo 4 did because they have a button layout that is the exact button layout used for the default in Call of Duty.
Yep.
That's what a couple of my friends use. That's called Fish Stick. And I picked up the controller and they were assigned in. It's like, play for me. It's like, okay. Well, I couldn't do anything. It's like, I don't understand what's going on. I'm playing Halo 4, but it's acting like Call of Duty. But yeah,
that's
tangents.
Fine. Tangents are fine.
Yay, tangents!
But yeah, to
is
me,
I like Sokotoa.
Yes, like Sokotoa.
Okay.
Krakatoa.
Don't worry about it.
Krakatoa. That was a
trig thing.
Oh, Sokotoa.
Sokotoa. Tangents. I'm surprised Al knew that.
Wow, I feel like an idiot now.
Yeah, you should have picked up on that right away.
Sokotoa. God damn it. I hate tangents, by the way.
But yeah, my top 10...
Not math tangents, not...
My top 10's tangents. List was basically... My number one was the one that got most hours played. And then so on and so forth.
Really? You've already played more Halo 4 than...
Borderlands or anything else? Probably.
I don't know. I mean, I spent a great deal of time in Trials Evolution. I've got probably close to 600 maps down.
I said almost. It's almost that way, okay?
I suppose, yeah.
But that's how I rate games.
I can probably play Halo 4 if a game and can only Halo 4
keep
for the
me
next...
coming back or, you know, keep me interested, then it's going to get more.
Yeah, I love how we keep trying to end this and it just won't end.
We can end it whenever. But yeah.
So,
hey,
check us out on our Facebook page.
Yeah, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/NextFrontierEntertainment.
Or check out our website at
www.NextFrontierEntertainment.com. You can also look us up on YouTube.
Yep.
Or I suppose just Google too.
Yeah, just Google us. Google us.
Next Frontier Entertainment. We're actually the first thing to pop up. Go figure.
I think our Facebook page is second to come up.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Twitter.
I don't even know what it's.
What is it? Is it?
I think it's Next Frontier ENT.
Yeah?
I think.
So it's a pound.
Just go to our website. It's up in the corner.
Hashtag Next Frontier Ent.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, follow us on Twitter. Obviously, we're not keeping up on our Twitter, but you can still follow us.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, anything we post to our Facebook page gets tweeted.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Sweet. I wonder we have to check to see how many followers we have now.
Tweet. But you can also donate to us. Just go to our website, click Three Broke Gamers, and on the right you'll see the PayPal donate button.
Also, if any companies wish to sponsor us for a short plug, we are now accepting
advertisements.
We will be putting plugs in for you if you
want
us to.
You can contact us at our email. At
info@nextfrontierentertainment.com.
Exactly. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. Have a good week, guys.
Bye, guys.